You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Orange County sheriffs find a gruesome scene responding to a domestic violence call. Ron and Antoinette Gerville, 77 and 79, and their dogs all found decapitated inside their home. As deputies investigate, they get a second call about a bloody man chasing a maintenance worker in the same neighborhood and stealing his golf cart. Officers find Joseph Gerville, the victim's son, driving the golf cart on a nearby bike trail. He refuses to stop, and sheriffs are forced to shoot him.
Nancy, neighbors report seeing Joseph Gerville arguing aggressively with his father outside the home the morning of the murders. The younger Gerville reportedly lives with his parents and has been struggling with a drug problem. Joseph Gerville was shot multiple times during the golf cart chase and is said to be in stable but serious condition.
Joseph Gerville, 41, survived, but now charged with two counts of murder. Michael Fleming heads to a Florida Citizens First bank. Finding it closed, he walks to a local Chase branch. He calmly fills out a withdrawal slip asking for 1 cent. When the bank teller starts to explain her confusion, Fleming informs her this is a robbery and threatens violence. The teller still refuses to hand over a penny and notifies law enforcement. Fleming takes a seat in the lobby until cops arrive and then willingly submits to handcuffs, telling cops his goal is to be arrested. Well, he succeeded. Michael Fleming, 41, now charged with robbery. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin with a significant development in a case out of Ahwatukee, Arizona, a suburb of Phoenix, as authorities have now arrested a suspect in connection with a triple homicide. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Phoenix police have identified the suspect as 30-year-old Chase Christman. He is currently in custody facing charges of 3 counts of murder and 1 count of misconduct involving weapons. The arrest follows the discovery of 3 victims found dead inside an apartment on July 15th after an early morning fire that investigators believe was intentionally set. The victims have been identified as 27-year-old Marissa Honeycutt, 25-year-old Anthony Frederickson Ceccarelli, and 37-year-old Samuel Lott. According to Phoenix Police spokesman Sergeant Robert Scherer, the bodies were located in a second-floor bedroom of the 3-level apartment complex. All 3 victims exhibited signs of trauma that were not related to the fire, suggesting the blaze was an attempt to cover up the killings. Authorities have indicated that Christman admitted to being at the apartment but has not confessed to the homicides. However, police say they have linked him to the crime through both digital and physical evidence. Investigators also noted that Christman was an associate of the victims and is considered the sole suspect in this case.
As of now, the specific causes of death and the possible motive behind these brutal killings have not been disclosed. Now to Hawaii, where a Honolulu businessman has been convicted on multiple charges, including murder in aid of racketeering. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
In a significant federal trial, Michael Miskey has been found guilty on 13 of 16 counts, including racketeering conspiracy and murder in aid of racketeering. These charges are connected to the 2016 killing of Jonathan Frazier. The jury delivered its verdict after 5 days of deliberation, the announcement prompting an emotional response in the courtroom. Spectators expressed relief, and many of Frazier's loved ones donned in Justice for Johnny t-shirts, sobbed quietly as the verdict was read. Miskey, watching solemnly, was found guilty of several serious charges, ensuring a mandatory minimum life sentence. Among the charges Miskey was found guilty of were conspiracy to commit murder in aid of racketeering, kidnapping resulting in death, conspiracy to commit murder for hire, and use of a chemical weapon. However, the jury acquitted him on counts of conspiracy to commit murder for hire resulting in death, conspiracy to distribute cocaine, and bank fraud. Prosecutors portrayed Miskey as the leader of a criminal enterprise that used violence and intimidation to maintain control, generating millions through drug trafficking and illegal firework sales. They argued that Miskey was ruthless, often offering money to have individuals beaten or killed. In his defense, Miskey's attorney, Michael Kennedy, described him as a successful entrepreneur, highlighting his business, Kamaiina Termite and Pest Control, which serviced notable cultural sites in Hawaii. Kennedy argued that Wayne Miller, a close associate of Miskey, was the true mastermind behind many of the crimes. Miskey faced severe charges, including murder in aid of racketeering and murder for hire conspiracy, both carrying mandatory life sentences.
The government chose not to seek the death penalty in this case.
Thanks, John. Sarah Martin, 24, spends the day before Thanksgiving with her best friend, Rhiannon Baker, running errands around Milwaukee. On the way home, she asks to be dropped off at a friend's home and later calls Rhiannon to let her know she got home safely. The day after Thanksgiving, Rhiannon gets a call from Sarah's mom, Lindsay, asking if she's seen Sarah. Rhiannon has not, and the mom says Sarah did not come home after going out with friends the night before. Late Thanksgiving night, Sarah's picked up by an unknown person and never seen again. There's no activity on her phone or bank accounts. Sarah Martin, now missing 24 years. 5'3", 110 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. She has a scar on her upper leg and abdomen. If you have info on Sarah Martin, call Milwaukee PD, 414-935-7405. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.